Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about ongoing discussions relating to a potential child care center for the district.
Well, Greg, continuing discussion at a work session this week relating to the ongoing discussions about childcare and how the Pella School District may be involved. Let our listeners know about the facilitated workshop that was held with the board Monday and why it was a useful tool and step in kind of fleshing out what lies ahead for the project potentially.
Yeah, really, when the board has to make a decision, they just need all the information that's necessary to make a good decision. And in our consideration of the proposal that's kind of before the board, it would be a big decision to move towards childcare for the district. And actually do that, especially if we were going to be in the arena of babies to five-year-olds. And so a facilitated discussion just helps us kind of get all the information out on the table. It helps us get what opinions are out there. So both community members that were there as well as the board all participated. So everybody in the room participated, actually, the way it worked out. And it just gets, kind of fleshes out all the different opinions and what people see as strengths of the proposal, what people see as concerns for the proposal, and then allows us to look for what other information might be needed to help the board make the decision. And so in the end, we were able to get kind of a list of other things that need to be investigated. And that's important for us to do for the board so that the board can feel like all the cards are on the table. And then it'll tip the decision one way or the other. Either it'll be a decision that, yep, I think we should move forward with this, or nope, we shouldn't move forward with this. But in the end, a decision like this is a long-lasting decision for the district, because once you move into child care, you don't easily move out of it. Or it's a decision that we're not going that way. But in the end, we just want to make sure that we leave no stone unturned, so to speak.
Well, and there are six categories or so that really the administrative team you have here and yourself will be trying to gather information about, so that when the next time the board discusses this at a future meeting, they could be ready to make a potential decision whether to go forward or not. And if they do, what that may look like.
Yep, there really is. Of course, the school has a vision and a mission in terms, and we're wondering how childcare fits into that vision and mission. So that's probably one of the top ones, kind of the match of doing childcare in a typically pre-K 12 setting to actually then moving below that and dealing with babies and all the way down to zero. So that was one of the areas. There's a concern about a cost gap, because childcare, especially birth to about 35 months, is not a very profitable business. The ratios that are required there, and the staffing levels that are needed for babies up to 35 months are tricky. So that's a question of how that's going to be covered. There's some ideas out there, and so we'd have to get some commitments from some private partners to cover that gap. In the end, there's a need in our community, and the proposal, the question is how much the proposal would actually fill that gap. We've got some other communities that are doing this, some other school systems that are doing this. So can we go to those other schools and communities and figure out how they're doing it, how they're making it work, and then bring that information back as well? So that's kind of a benchmarking process. We want to get buy-in, so we're going to have some additional meetings with our school improvement advisory committee. And that group also will kind of do some similar activities to just talk about this and see what their feelings are around it. So we want to get buy-in from the community on that. And then in the end, just making sure that whatever we do is legal, the overall legality of it. So those are kind of the six big areas that we'll be investigating, and just making sure that we're in a place that the board has the information it needs.
Well, and you mentioned community members were at the meeting, and it'd be remiss to mention that many of them are involved with our large employers. You had a representative from Vermeer, two from Pella Corporation, and then from Pace Alliance as well. All three that may be invested in whatever the schools may be doing, and probably some partners that had some different ideas that were separate from the board.
It is, and it was nice to have some diversity there of our local businesses. They've all been good partners with us in the past, and we want to continue that good partnership, and that's really important for us. So having their voice as a part of it was important, and I'm glad they attended. It was great to have them there.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.